Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Iron Brew Podcasting Conversation Series. Brad Mell and Matt Blanchard on this one. Just a little insert from me at the start here. So obviously, Neil Warnock on this episode, which is a guest that we've been trying to get for a long time. There's so many things that we could have asked him that we just didn't have time for, unfortunately. We did have a limited amount of time with him, but hopefully you'll agree that what we have is still well worth listening to and very enjoyable. We're fortunate enough to do this interview as part of his new tour that's coming to the Baths Hall on Friday, the 2nd of June. Tickets are available on the Baths Hall website. That's www.scunthorpetheatres.co.uk. There aren't that many left, so do check them out if you are interested in going. It's well worth it. But for now, enjoy our episode with Neil Warnock. So you've obviously got connections to Scunthorpe United, but as a bit of an outsider, what do you make of where Scunthorpe have come in recent years, given that we've dropped down the leagues, you know, into regional football? Because it doesn't seem that long ago since we were playing your sides in the Championship.
And beating us 4-1.
That's right, yes.
one of my worst nights in football, that. I remember Briatore and coming on about... you do not know what you're doing. We must sack him. And, you know, to Gianni Paladini, the chief exec. And I said, there's only 12, 15 games to go. You've got to stick with me, you know. And and we managed to go and beat Barnsley on the Monday. So I was pleased about that. But I'm gutted for you all at Scunthorpe. It's, you know, what I know it's a demise, but it's, you know, I think it could have been so much different with the different leaderships over the years. It's hard to see, you know, not just yourself. I mean, I managed Torquay for a while as well, and another good club. And now you're both, you know, it's not easy, not straightforward to come back up.
No.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple of, one game there in particular, but were we a bit of a thorn in your side as when you was a manager, I think?
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were. So it was one of them things everybody expected you to beat Scunthorpe, but... they were always, I mean, that game when you beat us 4-1 on the Easter Saturday, you didn't play particularly well. We played quite well that day, but we'd played all well, and then you'd break and score. I think you scored every shot you played in, you know. But the atmosphere was really good. I used to love Scunthorpe, mate. As a player, obviously I was a winger, and I used to love it. You could hear them, when you picked the ball up and started running, you could hear them lift on, you know, the old ground down the side of you. They almost blew you down the wing. You know, it was great, really, for me.
Well, let's talk about your time as a player then at Scunthorpe. So it's Ron Ashman that signs you. What are your memories of him, and how was he a bit different to other managers you'd played under at the time?
He was just a nice man. He's experienced, never got in a flap. He was always calm. And I remember when he signed me, they were next to the bottom, and he said, look, Neil, look where we are on the league table. He said, there's only one way to go. And I proved him wrong. I think we finished bottom.
Yeah.
But it was good. And Ron Bradley came after, and he had all the mannequins and wanted us bending free kicks. He'd been watching the World Cup, Brazil. You know, what he didn't realise is we couldn't even kick it straight, let alone bend it. Yeah. Even when I was there, We should have beaten Newcastle in the cup. We're winning 1-0. They equalised late on, I think, Terry McDermott. And I thought it was going to be a great atmosphere for the replay. And what, lo and behold, it was flaming electricity strike before your time. And we had to play on a Tuesday afternoon in daylight. It was terrible. And Malcolm McDonald, I think, scored a couple. It was, disappointed after almost beating them up at Newcastle, you know.
On that Newcastle game, one of our listeners said you actually missed an open goal that day. Is that true?
I can't believe that, no. You know, your memory fades a little bit.
You've mentioned, obviously, the change there. Ron Bradley came in. Some of the players at your time, I mean, Richard Money came at the same time, and he, of course, managed Scunthorpe. Do you have any memories of him and maybe some other players in your time with us?
he was a steady Eddie. He was Richard in there. He came. We laughed a little bit. He wasn't a muck and nettles, as I call him. You know, Angus Davison was my cup of tea, little Scotsman, and he was always picking on somebody in training and little chip on his shoulder. But I did like Angus. Don Welburn, he was a good steady player, and Steve Deere was a centre half who he lived in the area as well. Yeah, we had some decent players. John Barker, the left back, was as solid as you get, and I think that all the way through we could give anybody a good game then in them days.
Given that, I mean, in the 70s, I think it's considered that was a very difficult time for Scunthorpe. You know, the fans certainly say that. Obviously, there's a relegation, finish bottom of the league, you know, one of the years after. Did it feel like that, you know, in the team itself?
I don't think so. I mean, obviously, I'd been at Hartlepool and I'd won my only thing in my career was a player of the year in 72, and which they presented to me in 1998, by the way. But I came, obviously, we'd be playing well at Hartlepool. I was flying, you know. So I came and I thought I did well, you know. But they were already more or less down. But I learned a lot. I mean, every manager that I had as a player, I think I learned something off them. And that's what you do if you want to become a manager, you have to digest the good bits. I had managers where I didn't think anything... I could learn anything from them. I had a couple of bullies and things like that. But overall, I used to take little bits from each one. And Ron Ashman was the old diplomat, but very calm and collective. Never let anything ruffle him. Ron Bradley was the new type of coach with ideas that had never been done before. And so, you know, you got little bits and bobs off them all. I ended up having one leg shorter than the other by playing on the right winger at the old ground. Are you with me? With that slope. Did you see the slope? You didn't see the slope, did you?
No. Just before our time. And the season after Ron Bradley resigned, how did you feel about that? I mean, you've talked about his new methods and things like that. Were you pleased to see the back of him, or did you quite like him as a manager?
I think players, even now, they just move on. Players look after themselves, make no mistake, yeah. It's great to be involved in a successful team, but players basically, you know, as a player, me, I wasn't a great player. So every January, February, you'd start worrying about whether you were going to get released, you know, and then if you got another club, you were delighted for another year to, are you with me?
Is that how sort of all the shock came about, you know, when you left? Was it just time for a change, really? Is that how it was?
Yeah, I mean, I played really well against all the shock. And McInerney.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Tommy McInerney was the manager and Jimmy McInerney was at Rotherham. So I think he must have talked to him about it, but I really had t- two good games against Aldershot. And that's how it come about. I got me moved down south, and you know, that was another part in my career, really.
And then moving into management, you started your management career at Gainsborough. How did that go?
I think you've got to learn every time. You've got to learn as you go on. And I learnt at Gainsborough, and I'm sure people my age obviously will remember, there was a guy called Ken Marsden, a nice chap who was in charge of the club, and he was high up in the league as well. And I remember him, they all told me that he tried to pick the team from managers. And when I got the job, you know, one of the games he came to me and said this, we signed a striker called Stuart Evans. And they said, are you playing him today? I said, why, Ken? He's, because the directors don't think he should play. In other words, he didn't think they should play. So I said, well, you better. I had to sort of bite my tongue, take a deep breath. And I thought, what am I going to do here? And I thought, right, this is for the rest of your career, really. You can't let him tell you. So I said, right, Ken, you go back to your director. Tell him I am playing him, yeah. And if they want anything different, they know what they can do. And 90 minutes later, he come rushing as we come off the pitch. FA Cup game it was. He come rushing off the pitch and said, Neil, quickly, Stuart Evans had scored two goals. Sheffield United are after him. We must get him under contract. And that taught me an awful lot about you've got to go with what you think in management. Don't let anybody sway you. Don't let any pressure. If you can't take the pressure, don't be a manager, you know. So it was a good lesson for me, that.
One of the questions we've had from a lot of people, actually, is at any point in your career, have you ever had an approach or had conversations about managing Scunthorpe United?
Yeah, I think I did. I cannot remember. I've been trying to pick my brains when. But I had over about a 12-month period, I know there was Scunthorpe and Doncaster Rovers, another club close by, where I think I had an opportunity, but it never materialised. I never actually went over and spoke to them. I think it was just telephone conversations, are you with me, about whether I could. But I did enjoy playing there, I must admit. And the crowd were always good for me. I think they like wingers, don't they, taking them being positive.
They do. We've not had too many of them in recent years. So
they always used to cheer if I headed a ball. Hey, and I've got a fabulous picture scoring a goal with my head there.
Yeah. You've had some great battles with referees and opposition managers over the years. Is there any in particular that stand out?
Well, you only got 15 minutes. Yeah. Really, it's I could talk about referees for a couple of hours. Really, the one bigger disappointment for me was probably Cardiff, the year before VAR come in. We worked so hard and we're almost safe, winning 1-0 against Chelsea. 2 minutes to go, a goal 2 yards offside, and absolutely killed us. I never forget the linesman. He's engraved in my brain. Ed Smart. And Pawson, Craig Pawson refereeing. And and it was that far offside, it was embarrassing. And then they brought VAR in the next year. So it, you know, it's cost me I've had some bad decisions over the year, but everybody does, I know. But you remember the big ones that get you, that the people have got wrong, really, more than anything.
Now, obviously, you're on tour at the minute. And I've got to say, I actually saw the tour when you went to Sheffield recently, which was great. And you're coming to the Baths Hall on the 2nd of June. And then the day after, you're doing an event at Gainsborough as well. What can people expect from those two events?
I think at the Bath Hall, it's just an opportunity to talk about my life and my career, really. And when you think about some of the stories I've got, I'm sure you guys will have a smile on you. You know, it's there's one or two nice stories. You know, I think you get to know how I was brought up and things like that as well from a young age. And I just think it's nice, something different, really. You know, you come out now in the evening and you want to be entertained. And I think that's what we do in the show. I put a smile on people's faces. So, and then they asked me about Gainsborough, and I just thought I owed that to go there and try and help and organise this game. Because, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, Gainsborough helped me an awful lot in the respect of one or two things in my management, what it actually set and, you know, set in store, really, for me.
Yeah, and we always finish on sort of this question, and we've asked many people this, but given you've ended up playing more games for Scunthorpe than I think any other club, what did Scunthorpe and playing for Scunthorpe mean to you and your career?
Well, Scunthorpe fans were fabulous for me, and they always lifted me. And I know we weren't in a good place, but I never felt like that. I always felt when I got the ball, I could beat my fullback, whoever we were playing against, and I could cross a ball, and that the fans would clap and cheer. And when you're a winger, it's a great thing when you're on form. And I always thought I had the best form of my career at Scunthorpe. So yes, it was. I think the pitch helped me, you know, and because I was a right footer, but I played on the left wing at times, and it was nice to have Ron Ashman, a steady Eddie, when I first started as well. So, yeah, no, I've got nothing but praise. I know it's moved on and with the new stadium, etc. And I'm not, you know, I have to say I'm disappointed. I've been keeping an eye on the results as I do all my clubs. To see you get relegated, it's a massive disappointment for me. But you know, teams do bounce back, as you've seen with my old club Bury. You know, they all come back. The fans are determined not to let them die off, and I'm sure there'll be another big effort from the fans up there.
Absolutely, Neil. Thank you so much for doing this. Really enjoyed it. It's been great.
No problem. Are you coming to the show?
I am indeed. I bought my tickets as soon as it was announced.
Okay, well, make sure you come and introduce yourself, won't you?
Will do. Yeah, we will. Okay. Thanks, Neil. Thank you very much. So thanks to Neil Warnock there. Just a reminder that the tickets for the Baths Hall event, that's Neil Warnock, Are You With Me, is on Friday, June the 2nd, and you can get tickets from the Scunthorpe Theatres website. That's www.scunthorpetheatres.co.uk, and all the ticket information and prices are on there. You do have to be quick, though, because there aren't that many left. And the Games for Trinity fundraising match, tickets are available from the Games for Trinity website, which is www.gamesfortrinity.com. I would thoroughly recommend going to see the tour. As I say, I've seen it myself. It's a great night. If you can get down to either events, it's well worth it. Thank you for listening to this. We'll see you on the next one.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.